Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He is now the Director of Educational Technology at the Keck School of Medicine at USC, and that would be your Patrick Crispin. Hey, Patrick.
Hey.
Woohoo! How are you guys doing?
Thank you!
That makes it official.
We woohooed
us. We need a woohoo.
We do.
For many years, that was Patrick's sign-in.
Okay, just a quick, let us reminisce for just a moment. Anybody who knows Patrick knows that for years we were plagued by the worst telephone line. Telephone line would be fine until we put him on the air. And then we maintained that the Alabama phone company was ticked off about something. So they would just tap into the line, right, Patrick? Make these crazy noises.
AT&T, for some reason or another, just could not provide a good telephone signal, landline telephone signal. And I actually, this is before cable modem, so I had actually installed an ISDN in my home so that I can get higher speed. And even then, we had this tremendous hum. And it was just
a higher speed hum.
And we called it the Alabama hum.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yes, but now you're out on the West Coast, and you're a very busy guy, and we're happy we could do this because there's so much going on.
But before we get to any computer news, and since we're recapping a little bit of Cyber Squad history, we want to bring in another member of the Cyber Squad who has now segued from being a Cyber Squad member to, I believe he is now the president of the Village of Hampshire, and that would be your Mike Reed. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Are you the president of Hampshire?
I am the village president of Hampshire, also known as the mayor, or the guy with the biggest target on the back, whatever one you want to go with.
Can I just say that we knew you when you needed to have an excuse to be out after curfew to come and do the show, right?
Yep. Yes, you guys had to write letters to my principal saying, please don't get mad at him. He was up on the radio, really, I promise.
That's right, yes. Is everything going good with you?
Oh, everything's fantastic. You guys sound great, as always. I'm glad to be listening to you. Patrick, it's good to hear your voice as well.
Great to hear you. Congratulations. I mean, we've been following your career for years and just really excited with all that you're doing for the constituents. So congratulations.
Yeah, you're a good man. You went. They're lucky to have you, Mike.
I'm lucky. Actually, I'm the one who's lucky. I'm telling you, I am a lucky man. I got a good family, good beautiful son, and I have a great community with a lot of support. And sometimes I wake up and I pinch myself. I can't believe how lucky I am. It's been pretty rewarding.
And now the Hampshireites know your history on the radio, right?
Now they know the real Mike Reed.
Or the rest of the story. Hey, Mike, be safe and stay in touch with us.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Mike.
He's a daddy. Dr. Patrick is a daddy. I mean, they all grew up on us, Steve. It's crazy. Okay, I wanted to start partly personal, as we say. Okay, Patrick?
Yes.
And again, there's no such thing as a dumb computer question. In this hour, you can ask your questions of Patrick at 312-981-7200.
And we're going to prove there's no such thing as a dumb computer question with some of the questions that we ask.
Yes, yes. Again, partly personal. We have been plagued with spam in our inbox. And again, people are going, duh, we get that all the time. But it's weird because it comes, the from, next to from, it says M-E, and to M-E. So it's from me to me.
But here's the interesting thing, Patrick. We just got back from Florida. In Florida, using one of the laptops, it's the same spam, but it has a different address. It is using the address of one of our other email accounts coming to the very same email account. Then we get back to Chicago, and it is the same spam, just saying me to me. So, A, it's spam. B, how do they and why are they changing the names? Do they know we're using different computers? Is it because we're operating from different ISPs in different locations, or what's that all about?
It could be different mailboxes. What ends up happening is you are using your email program, and so many people out there are spammers, and they'll just spoof the sender or the from line and end up sneaking it into your inbox. If you've had a recent influx in spam, this is going to sound strange, but check your financial accounts. In other words, don't click on anything in the spam,
right?
But check your investing accounts, check your bank accounts, check your credit cards. Make sure there's nothing sort of out of the ordinary there.
Really?
Because it turns out that spammers have been trying to mask the receipts that you get when you do online purchases if they've hacked your accounts.
Yes.
By flooding you with a whole bunch of extra spam, hoping that you're not going to see the, oh, thank you for spending $10,000 in Amazon email. So check your financial accounts to see if there's unusual purchases. Unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do to get rid of the spam. Chances are it sounds like somebody's got your name and email address and they know how to spoof it.
I was just going to say one thing that I have now started doing, and I think you would agree this would be a good thing to suggest that everybody do, and we're going to have to break here real quick. Before I click on anything from anybody, I look and see what is the sent address that it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I get something from PayPal, because that's one of the things they've been spoofing. They've been saying, oh, here's this great thing from PayPal. Just click here. And I look and say, no, that's not from PayPal. Sorry.
So be careful.
Even those addresses can be spoofed.
Yeah.
Honestly, you really cannot trust. If you want to go to a financial institution or you want to check to see if something's legit, don't click on the link in the email message. Just go to the website of the organization or company or financial institution you've done business with and log in. If there's a problem, they'll let you know when you log in.
Yeah.
Never click on the links in email. Don't click on unsubscribe, because it just says, hey, I'm here. A live one here, mm-hmm. and they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And just mark it as spam, report as phishing, and move on with your life.
Spam.
By the way, to the person who sent us the very funny computer joke, we all cracked up, but no, we're not reading that one on the
no.
air. But we loved it.
And you said to me, oh, I'm so happy you're reading those texts before we read them on the air cold. All right, Patrick Crispin is with us, and we opened up partly personal with our own spam quiz question, and that did open up the floodgates. Patrick, spam emails, is it better to mark them as spam, or should you just simply delete them?
Mark them as spam, because what it does is it's telling your internet service provider, hey, this is something that I have personally identified as spam. In the future, if your internet service provider is really good, or your email provider, if it's Gmail, they're going to start looking for patterns and say, oh, I've seen this before, and your spam filter should get built or get better.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever click on unsubscribe, but right. you do want to mark as spam. It's a phishing. You can report as phishing as well.
Okay.
By the way, I'm going to throw out something that a lot of people are going to say, what? We have a number of email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
One of the email accounts that is absolutely terrific about handling spam, believe it or not, is AOL.
AOL's doing great.
Yeah.
Gmail is fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, on that subject, you are an iPhone user. A 773 area code says, due to the limited screen size of iPhones, the sender's email address is truncated. Do I have any choice other than to open it?
Or can't you change your screen, the size of what
you can try changing your screen to rotating it and getting it a little wider.
Oh, okay.
It really depends on what your email program is. If you're using Apple Mail, Apple Mail is pretty good at protecting you from being tracked. If you're using Outlook or something else, you might want to consider going through the web interface for your email program instead, just to make sure that the email is actually a legitimate email. Because what ends up happening is some of these emails have trackers in them, basically GIF images, that if you open up your email, it reports back to the MAMA server saying, hey, somebody opened this, I've got a live one here.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Again, on the subject of spam, 847, please ask why I get tons of spam in my tablet email, but not on my desktop, and it's the same email account.
That's a great question.
If it's the same email account, that means that one of your devices, either your desktop or your tablet, whichever one isn't getting all the messages, isn't set up properly. What you're going to need to do is reset your email settings on that device and make sure that the email that you have on one device is identical to the email on the other. It should be, because it's the exact same account.
So that way you can get spam in both accounts.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Equal opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Patrick Crispin talking computers with us. Those spam questions are good, and everybody is plagued by it, and we all just shake our heads and say, I don't want to do anything stupid. And frankly, I want to leave here during the lunch hour and go check all my bank accounts because of what you said earlier. I'm like, that freaks me out. We're going to take a couple calls for Patrick at 312-981-7200, and that's the number you call, Pat. Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Patrick, the last time you were on, you helped me. I have a Netgear router, and I wanted to get in as an admin and turn on. You helped me turn on the HTTPS.
How to turn on HTTPS. I remember that.
Yes, and that worked. The only issue, and I don't know if this is an issue, When I did that, the log off button on my router on the screen disappeared.
Ooh.
And then I couldn't really log off as admin.
Interesting. I tell you what I'll do is I'll give you my email address off of the air, and we can get in touch and we'll try to look into what's going on with that.
Well,
okay.
How do you like
much.
That, Pat? Hang on for just a second. We'll take care of you off the air. Okay.
And we'll go to another caller, and that would be
Rich.
Rich. Hi, mm-hmm. Rich.
Hi, Rich.
What can we do for you?
Hi. Thank you. I've got a 2019 Apple MacBook Pro running Mac OS Monterey version 12.6, and everything is up to date. I'm continually interrupted whenever I try and click on email or a link. Search Baron pops up. Also, sometimes it goes by search marquee, and I've Googled it, and I've tried to follow all the steps. It takes like 20 or 30 steps that are recommended, and I can never get rid of it. And so,
interesting.
Yeah, those are evil names too for this search.
And unfortunately, this actually hits it at something that we've talked about in the past. On a Mac, you really do need an antivirus program. And it sounds like this is a malware program that's installed on your computer. I can do my best to try to help you do it. We're not going to be able to do it in 2 minutes on the phone, but we'll try to get in touch offline and we'll walk you through the steps.
Well, great. I'm glad you were listening today, Rich. Thank you.
Patrick, well, thank you.
Another spam question. I don't unsubscribe, but should I block the sender of spam? Does changing my password help me get less spam if I'm getting just blasted with it?
Blocking the sender doesn't work because it is an infinite number of senders. They can just change a single letter in the address because the from line is almost always fake. Mm-hmm. Changing your password is a good security tip, but it's not going to change anything about your spam. That's completely different. But I do recommend that you regularly practice computer hygiene, which is changing your passwords frequently. Better still, if you can get a good password manager, mm-hmm. the password manager will remind you and do that for you.
In fact, that was our closing question. What
yeah.
password manager do you recommend?
I've been using LastPass. I've been using it for a long time. I know my university gives it away to all of our users just because password management is so important. I still pay for it. I've loved it. There's 1Pass. There's a whole bunch of different password managers out there, but get one. You need one.
LastPass. LastPass
yes.
is the one you recommend. Okay, time always goes by so fast, Patrick. Thank you so much for joining us, and good morning to our baby Joseph, who's
yes.
listening.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Oh, wait a minute. I have
good
to
morning,
do. I
have
to
day.
Do. I have to do it this way.
Hello, Joseph.
That's right.
Joseph always wants to hear from Donald Duck.
He knows it's you for real.
Donald Duck.
Yes. Oh. Thank you, Patrick. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.